On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this is Terry Campbell. I'm out here to talk about self-service business intelligence. As I approach self-service, a brief background of what I believe the key to self-service business intelligence is. That key is the fact that we have a perfect storm of technology, people, and competition coming together. This perfect storm allows us to remember the critical role that CPAs play in all aspects of business and organizational decision making. These decisions taken are those of resource allocation, equals planning, financial reporting of all kinds, so we have some reports on the resource allocation, and performance analysis, how well we need to do and the extent to which we need to begin planning again. Each of these elements form an integral piece of self-service business intelligence, and now we have the technology to actually implement the desires of our heart. We can deliver decision-making tools to a decision-maker, to a financial analyst, and to another CPA in a very timely manner, because we leverage the unique perspectives in business analysis that CPAs have. We know as CPAs that business decisions are more than just what is represented in the financial statements. We now are able, with self-service business intelligence, to access many data sources and find common threads that would help a decision maker understand on a more timely manner what the constraints are, the opportunities are, and the extent to which we can actually do some predictive analytics, we gain insights to help the decision maker for the future. As we're helping this decision maker for the future, we begin to realize that much of the efforts that we need to make are in leveraging the mental models that a CPA has. As we leverage these calculations, we now begin to connect to operating data, to external data, to social media data, or to any other form of data that we can collect. We now can bring that to bear on the particular problem at hand. This provides us a rather unique opportunity to demonstrate the value of a CPA in the entire organization and to focus our attentions on value-added activities. Thus, many of the calculations that we might have done in a prior life, we do not have to do any longer. In essence, self-service business intelligence to me is an opportunity to leverage disciplined decision-making with data and to use appropriate metrics to do so. This is a big promise. We want to help the decision-maker see the impact of the decision sooner than later. Thus, the goal is to maximize the use of analytics. As we look at this, self-service business intelligence relies on several things, but I think the foremost thing that it relies on is that it focuses the people who build the self-service business intelligence to think like a decision maker. Actually, we may in fact have a spillover effect of reducing IT complexity and demonstrating that business owns the data. By working together to govern the data and process, we drive both business intelligence technology innovation, but business decision-making innovation as well. Of course, this presents a new paradigm to us because what we have to do in self-service business intelligence is to very quickly demonstrate value added by forming a small model, usually called rapid prototyping, deploying it as quickly as possible to see what works and what doesn't work, and constantly involving ourselves with the end user and the analyst that may be concerned with self-service business intelligence. The beauty of our technology is that we can connect to any data source and connect, as we do that, to these data sources into some form of spreadsheet with unlimited columns and unlimited rows. We further reduce costs for self-service business intelligence by replacing many of the current extractions, loading, and transformations that we're doing to data. And as we reduce the cost, we add value and time to the decision makers and the analysts that are involved. in essence, self-service business intelligence allows us to deliver decision support faster, identify business value quicker, and to engage the analyst with higher satisfaction. I think this is something to actually repeat, that we end up with a perfect storm of potential, and if we implement it reasonably well, we end up with a perfect storm of value added, including higher satisfaction. By and large, what we're doing is taking self-service business intelligence and going to the decision makers and saying, okay, what are some of the decisions that you're making? Are you looking at parts that you need to reorder, or parts to manufacture, or other situations? Are you looking at customer analysis? Are you looking at warranties? Are you looking at what's going on in your competitors, that you have been able to get some external data from a competitor analysis? It doesn't matter what the question is. If the decision maker is asking for information about that question, and we can build a tool that allows them to have it in a business intelligence space, we are actually helping them make the decisions they were already going to make, but doing so in a more informed manner and a higher speed manner with higher quality and satisfaction. This seems especially critical in organizations that are under great pressure to compete on a time basis, as we have seriously reduced the time from concept to operation. There are many tools. The one tool that we have seen demonstrated as much as any other tool is Microsoft Business Intelligence. This relies on the basic Excel spreadsheet, or at least what looks like an Excel spreadsheet, but allows us to draw data at any source at any time to bring it into our spreadsheet and to do something with it that is informative to the decision maker. This probably is the thing to keep in mind, is now that we have access to the data that we've been wanting to have in one place, we now have it in one place. Prior to this, we would have gathered that data, perhaps manually. Someone might have known the intuition regarding that data, and somebody might have given it to the analyst or might not have, and the decision maker might or might not have provided that insight to the analyst or even to themselves. With the advent of big data, predictive analytics, and self-service business intelligence, we begin to draw closer to bringing these facts together and bringing the decision support that the decision makers have been asking for, even if they didn't know what they were asking for. If we needed to gather some form of analytics regarding the future and what the demand for a particular product or service might be, more than likely the marketing organization has data regarding the demand pattern. What if our competitor does this? What if we raise the price? What if we lower the price? We would have historical data, thus we have pattern analysis, and we have intuition and data from the decision maker or manager in case. And this would allow them to very quickly gain some insights of what might be done. One of the things we might think of as we examine this is most of us are familiar with airline flights and the automation that's around yield management systems. I think if we apply that to a variety of topics in our other organizations, be they manufacturing or service, we would find a decision that could be accelerated or improved simply by bringing the data together quicker in one place where the decision maker can proof the concept that we are trying to demonstrate with self-service business intelligence. In essence, we model with the decision maker and the analyst what they think is going on and what they think is happening and what they think about when they're making a decision. By doing this, we get an iterative effect and we get improved self-service business intelligence at every step. This would provide a significant opportunity for the CPA to prove their value and demonstrate that the proof of concept would work Plus, the decision maker may see insights and connections that they have not otherwise thought of. So we get a convergence of structured, unstructured data coming together and allowing the decision maker to do quite a bit of testing of what if decision making and to see how that would take us forward in any form of what you would call self-service business intelligence, where we might want to look to increase revenues, decrease cost, increase profits, increase cash flow, increase transparency regarding the connection to other data and our revenue profit stream. Perhaps we will discover that there's some improved business processes that we can imagine for efficiency purposes. And clearly, self-service business intelligence is designed to provide faster access to information, more analytics, and improved decision time with more documented criteria. This does demand that the organization move to a more evidence-based or data-driven culture, but this would seem likely in today's world that organizations are moving to data-driven. It would support organizations trying to learn to move faster and to integrate technical processes into the less technical. That is, we would quantify more, but we would also have more availability of the qualitative aspects and their interaction. The final outcome that I would argue for self-service business intelligence is that everyone involved in the process would know more about the business and be able to answer the all-important question, why does it work like this? On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this has been Terry Campbell. I just presented on self-service business intelligence. To access more information and resources on self-service business intelligence and related information technology and technology assurance, visit AICPA.org/EMTA/resources. I also highly encourage EMTA section members and CITP credential holders to review your biweekly electronic EMTA news to keep up with the latest news, resources, advocacy, and events. Visit AICPA.org/EMTA/news for the latest editions. Thank you.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.